Welcome to episode 1591 of the Multifamily Collective. I'm channeling my inner Johnny Cash this evening. I'm all black in a black very dimly lit room. I have a little bit of a light shining on me here. But I'm sitting in a hotel room in Phoenix, Arizona on the eve of the Multifamily Innovation Conference that starts tomorrow around 1 o'clock in the best places to multifamily, best place to work multifamily rather, that is tomorrow evening. But I'm very much looking forward to the conference. I very much appreciate what Patrick Antrim and Carrie Antrim do for the multifamily space, and certainly the event that they put on. I find it to be one of the more intimate events in the multifamily space, very unlike an NAA or an Optic or some of the bigger conferences. I like it because it is intimate and they choreograph it very well and curate the people who come to speak, the people who come to interact in terms of the vendor partner side. I just think it's very well done. It's very small, very intimate, as again, in comparison to the other conferences. But tonight, I wanted to get out a piece of content that has nothing to do with that. And it's based on a quote. Words are, of course, the most powerful drug used by mankind. That is a quote from Kipling. And it really resonated with me today as it relates to creating intellectual stimulation in the multifamily space, but certainly more broadly speaking across industry, and maybe even across the community, where it has nothing to do with business necessarily, but it has everything to do with creating relationships. And the power of your words matter. And the power of your words is really predicated on the thought work that you allow to happen up here in your head or in your mind. And that thought work, if left to its own device or vices, will come out in a way that I think is destructive to those you might be trying to make an impact on or an impact for. And same is true if you have great thought work going on up here in your head, in your mind. You can really impact people in a very positive way, and you can really create influence and motivation and inspiration in one's life or in others' lives. And I think the power of words today, the drug of use that we call words, is really, really important in today's environment. You look around the world, outside of business, in business, and there is a lot of negativity going on in the world. There is a lot of divide that has been created in the world. And we can blame government, we can blame politics, we can blame whatever we want to blame. We can certainly do all of those sorts of things. But I think that just plays into the narrative of creating a negative impact on people. It doesn't create a positive impact on people. You can use fear to influence people, and you can create words that create fear, that elicit emotions, that create outcomes that you desire to have. In my mind, if you're a bad actor, we certainly have some very strong opinions as it relates to that kind of influence. My encouragement for all of us in this community and in the multifamily community at large is to really be intentional with your words in 2024. Really think through those things that are about to come out of your mouth. If you are a person who thinks out loud, do it in the confines of a very small group of people that help you hone your thoughts before you actually put them out into the world, especially if they are going to have some level of negative impact on a person and or a community. And I'm certainly not sitting here today in front of you making this video pretending as such or under the illusion that I don't from time to time say things that impact people in a negative way or that are generated out of a poor heart or a poor mind or a poor thought process. So this is not a look at me and shame on the rest of you. It is not that. It is me in a community with you, encouraging all of us to include myself in creating positive environments in 2024. It doesn't mean we can't be firm and fair, but it does mean let's think about those things that we say before we put them out into the ether, because you can't get them back. Once they are out there and they've leveled an impact on somebody, even if you circle back and you take ownership and you apologize, even if it's done thoughtfully and genuinely, you can't take back the level of impact that you had on someone on a go-forward basis. It will always be there. It'll be a part of your relationship resume, if you will, with that individual. So my encouragement is that you get out there in the world. My lighting, get out there in the world for the balance of 2023 and make it really intentional in 2024 to be uplifting and positive and full of encouragement. And let's see what we can do with this multifamily space. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.